This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Margaret Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Date of birth is 4/28/1938. Date of service, is date of service is 7/31/2024. Ms. Cantu is a very pleasant 86-year-old female who apparently sustained a fall at her home while climbing the stairs. She fell. She was having significant pain and difficulty ambulating. She was brought to the emergency room where she had x-rays done. We did reveal a left tibial plateau fracture. She was placed in a posterior slab, long like a splint. Orthopedic was consulted. At the request of the family, she was transferred to University of Michigan Hospital. She was admitted to the hospital. Patient underwent surgery with operative intervention with the external fixation. Patient was subsequently doing better. Physical and occupational therapy was consulted. She was non-weight bearing on her leg. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital. She did develop significant constipation, but did improve after medications. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she's laying in her bed. She said that she had some pain, but otherwise has been feeling well. She does not want any pain medication. She said that she's taking Tylenol, but helps minimal with the pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Denies any palpitation. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Denies any abdominal pain. Denies any other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for Hashimoto's thyroiditis on thyroid replacement. Past surgical history, non-contributory. Social history, smoking, none, alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug, no known medication allergies. Social history, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease, no history of hypertension or hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does have history of constipation. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of pain in her legs, history of arthritis. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, mild swelling. Left lower extremity. With the left lower extremity dressing in place. Impression. Number one, status post fall. Number two, left tibial plateau fracture. Next, status post surgical open reduction in internal fixation. Hypothyroidism. Next, DJD. Pre-implant patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Discuss with her about pain medications. She did not want to even try Tramadol. She will take some Tylenol if needed. She says that she can tolerate the pain. She will is non-weight bearing on the left leg. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.